Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our guest this week is someone who took a tragedy and turned it into a life's passion for art therapy. Southern California artist Giovanni Lopez joins us today on This Lady Loves Sports.
Welcome to This Lady Loves Sports Podcast with Pat Prescott. Sports. She knows it all and is here to talk about it. So get ready to hear sports talk in a way that you've never heard before. It's This Lady Loves Sports Podcast. And here's your host, Pat Prescott.
Today on This Lady Loves Sports, I'm talking to a new friend. He is 27-year-old local artist Giovanni Lopez, who found his talent by going through a tough time, but he is responsible for some of the most beautiful paintings we have, not just of sports stars, but also of other things that interest him as well. Designed by Gio is a brand about this artist who meets his idols through his drawings, and we're delighted to have you here. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very excited to be here.
Now, let's talk first of all about your sports story, because you were an athlete yourself as a young man, weren't you?
Definitely, yes.
You were an athlete and an artist at the same time?
No. Okay. I never thought I was going to be an artist, to be honest. That was actually just an accident. I love soccer. That's basically one of my biggest passions, and boxing. So ever since I was little, I would just, you know, eat breakfast and then play soccer, lunch and then play soccer. So that was basically my passion. What,
were you boxing or you just watching the boxing?
Well, when I was in high school, I was actually part of the boxing club. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after my accident, everything changed.
Well, tell us about your accident, because I understand it was a very serious one.
Yeah, well, a little bit more than 5 years ago, playing a soccer league on Saturdays, I fractured my clavicle playing soccer. And it's just crazy, because after that accident, my whole life changed. I was planning to be a police officer. I was playing soccer, and once you fracture, you know, your collarbone, you have to be in bed for at least 3 months. It's a very long process for you to recover.
And what was that like? I guess it was hard breathing and all of that, too.
It was horrible. It was a little bit worse, because when I went to the hospital, they actually didn't test or they do an X-ray on my collarbone. So I was just like that for 2 weeks, when I could have just, you know, got surgery right away, because there was a little bone that it was just inside of my skin, just, you know, whirling around. But that basically delayed the process for me to my recovery.
So what happened then? The doctors made some recommendations to you?
Exactly. So it's funny, because back in those days, the doctor told me, like, after my surgery, you have to move your hand or your arm. Therapy was one of the options, and it was very, very expensive. It was like $40,000. And I was like, no way.
That's so, just for the therapy?
Just for the therapy. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do
it. So can't you give me something I can do on my own?
And he just told me, I mean, the best thing you can do is just basically do movements on your own. I mean, what can you do just basically just laying down in bed? So I started basically drawing, and that was basically my therapy. So after 3 months of just, you know, practicing and stuff, I discovered my new talent.
Okay, now let me just say this, Giovanni. I've seen your work, okay? You had no idea that you had that artistic talent.
No.
Until after that accident.
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, I've been drawing, but just like little cartoons when I was a little kid, but nothing serious like now. Mm-hmm. Never. No.
All right, so what did you do then? Once you realized that you had this talent, how did you start to develop it?
Yeah, well, the biggest welcome call that I receive is I drew Eric Garcetti, or currently LA Major, and it was just for fun, because it's basically, you know, his story inspired me as a person, and I just basically did a drawing for him, posted on Facebook, and to be honest, I wasn't expecting anything at all. 2 weeks later, one of the representatives from Eric Garcetti actually messaged me on Facebook, and she was like, you know, Eric Garcetti is going to have a meeting close to your house.
Now, this was before he was a mayor, huh?
No, actually, he was already a major, actually.
Okay, he was already the mayor, okay.
And I was like, would you like to give the drawing to him? And I was like, of course. So that's when I basically realized, then, you know, through my drawings, I can get, you know, to meet my idols or people that I actually admire. And that's basically my start.
So, all right. So you met Mayor Garcetti.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We know that you're a big sports fan.
100%.
So who was next? Who are the, because I, probably one of the ones I love the most is the Kobe time lapse.
Yeah.
But so what happened? What was the next one? Do you remember what you did after that?
Yeah. The first one that I got to meet, it's Giovanni Dos Santos. He's a Mexican player. He actually came to play with the LA Galaxy and got the chance to meet him. Like the first week that he arrived to LA, I was like, oh my God, I had to meet this guy. And I made it happen. I did a drawing, contacted the LA Galaxy, and then it just, you know, it happened. And then after that, it was Ronda Rousey, and then I did the drawing for Kobe. Funny story about Kobe, everything was already arranged. I was going to give the drawing to Kobe on a training session.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same week, he actually announced his retirement. So it was a chaos. I was like, ah, and I couldn't meet him. It was just crazy media, and yeah, I had to give that drawing to him for sure.
Okay, so now, so when you do these drawings, it's easier than you thought it would be, right? To be able to meet these people, huh? It,
definitely. I mean,
they're very good.
Social media,
your work is very good.
Thank you so much. You know what? It's just funny because when you meet someone like that, you would expect them to be a little bit more, you know, difficult, but it's just like another human being, you know. And I have never had any issue or any bad thing to say about any of the athletes that I get to meet, because they're very, like, first of all, when you give them the drawing, the reaction is what I'm looking for, you know. It's like, wow. Because a lot of fans, you know, take selfies with them and stuff like that. But what I wanted to do is do something different, you know, give something to them so they can actually, you know, it's kind of like a recognition for them as well.
So tell us about meeting Ronda Rousey. Did you meet her?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man. I got to meet her a week before her first loss at the UFC. And it was, yeah, it was crazy. For her, I was actually surprised the way that she is in person. You know, she's very tough. She's very, you know, very strong woman. But when you actually meet her, she's the sweetest girl you have ever met. It's amazing.
She didn't put the arm bar on you.
Not at all. Oh, man, I wanted to, but no. She was just amazing. I got to give the drawing, and she just loved it. And the reaction that I got for her, she was like, I guess she was having a rough time at that time, and the drawing basically made her day. So that made my day, you know, of course.
Probably the part of the reason why the athletes or any of the people that you paint or draw respond the way they do is because how beautiful the images are. I mean, you know, you look at the Ronda Rousey, it's a very attractive drawing. It looks like a photograph. It's hard for me to understand how, I mean, did you draw it from a photograph? Do you look at a picture and do these?
Mm-hmm. I have to, yeah. All my drawings, it's basically, I use a photo as a reference. Sometimes I actually do a collage to make it like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it just a lot of people when they see the final product, they don't see the whole process, especially for the Ronda Rousey. It took me almost a week and a half.
Talk about the process. How do you do it?
It's first of all, I have to find the right photo, makes the character or the person that I'm gonna draw, you know, show her personality.
Yeah.
So you rarely
would do something that's just like one of those staged publicity pictures where you're just standing there
exactly, smiling.
So you get something candid or an action.
Correct.
Photo.
Something that is meaningful for them as well. So when they see the pictures, like, oh my God, I remember that time, you know? So when it comes to the process, it's just, you know, finding the right photo, it's crucial. After that, it's just, you know, when I started my drawings, the first drawing for Ronda Rousey, I did it on a paper that it's not really good when it comes to colored pencils. So, you know, those are little things that you learn in the process. But now it's just, you know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, a lot of shadowing. Every drawing that I do, I try to do, you know, my best. And, you know, in my mind, it's like, I don't know if it's a for sure thing that I'm going to get to meet him. But when I do the drawing, it's like I put my 100%, you know, effort on it, because I know it's eventually going to be in their hands. So I want it to be the best.
So it's kind of a spiritual thing in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, too, isn't it?
Definitely. And it was just a therapy, you know, for me, for my accident. And also, you know, outside my problems, my personal problems, when I draw, it's just I go to a whole different world. Like I can just be drawing for 3 hours, and in my head it's just like for 5 minutes, you know. It's just amazing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a very amazing process.
This is art therapy, and I'm wondering if you have at all tried to help other people to use art therapy for healing from injury and from other things too.
As a matter of fact, you know, it's crazy because once you get to meet certain people, not only meet them, but you know, get to have a relationship and a friendship, that's just amazing. So something that it's going to happen this year, and I'm very, very excited. You know, you're actually going to be the first one to know. As a matter of fact, I'm working in a project where I go to hospitals. I love kids. For me, it's just a very personal story, but working with kids, especially, you know, when they're in the hospital, sometimes it's just a little smile, a little thing, you know, will make their day, and then just, I don't know. So what I want to do is basically do art classes in a hospital with little kids. So that's something that I'm working on. You know, there's a lot of people working with me, so I'm looking forward. Maybe in a couple of months I'm going to announce the team and the process that we're going to do. So I'm very excited for that.
I think it means so much, really, to inspire young people and to have some kind of meaning in your life like that.
Yeah, definitely. Just a funny story, because when I was in high school, you know, I always think about myself when on those times.
You went to LA High, right?
LA High, mm-hmm. Correct. You can hear it. I have a huge accent, but back in those days, and right now
I have an accent. I don't know how huge it is, but
for me, I love it. But back in those days, you know, I was an immigrant. Didn't speak that much English. I was very shy, a kid with so many dreams, but you know, just didn't have the courage for me to do anything else because I couldn't at that time. And I always think about those people, you know, not just only Latinos, but people in general that are having tough times, unbelieving on themselves. And trust me, there's one phrase that it stays with me also. It's like, there's a lot of people with great talent just waiting to be found. And you'll be amazed, you know, on the streets, people that just don't have the opportunity or the microphone to tell the story.
That's right.
I want to be part of it, you know. So like I said, once you hit a certain stage of your life, it's like, okay, so what next?
You're like, I can draw and I met some people and all of that, but
exactly.
What am I going to do that really means something that will last?
100%. I'm doing some kind of like test. I designed for the shirts, for the taco, the stickers and everything.
You'll have to see this too. And I'm sure if you go to Designed by Gio, J-I-O, you'll see some of this. He just gave me this beautiful little stickers with two hands reaching out to each other, one of them passing a taco.
Correct.
To the
and I did that drawing a year ago. Now that I make it into a shirt, like kind of like Loteria shirt. Mm-hmm. And the response that I get from my audience, it just sold out within 3 days. Amazing. So now I have, for example, like quite a few ideas that I want to do. For example, like do more designs, maybe do a drawing and do it for, you know, auction or something, and whatever money we get, give it to, you know, very good causes. I used to have a friend long time ago who used to, you know, have cancer. Cancer was actually, you know, a big problem in my family with one of my cousins in Mexico. And if I can do something with kids and, you know, some passion with cancer, you know, it just use this talent that God gave me to help all the people, you know. And I don't know how it's going to work out. Hopefully good. But, you know, when you do it with a good intention, it's always a good karma and always God, it's on your side. You know, it's just nothing wrong can happen.
I agree. I agree with that so very, very much. And so glad that you at such a young age are kind of understanding that, because I think that's a really important thing in life. You know, when we start becoming aware of what we're doing and what it means and how it impacts other people. And when you get there, I think that's when life starts to have more meaning for you.
100%. Especially right now with social media and people that are called influencers and stuff like that. I see a lot of influencers, but yeah.
What are they influencing?
Exactly.
Buy mascara. That's what they're influencing you to do.
Or like be, you know, drama and like, you know, things like that. Like if you want to be, and you have a huge amount of followers, use that on your power to help other people. You know, be an influencer, but with a cause.
Amen.
We're going to make it happen.
How do you make a living as an artist?
As an artist, to be honest with you, I normally don't get, you know, I don't get paid for that. As a matter of fact, every single drawing cost me maybe $200 for the whole mat, paper, color pencils. But I don't make a living. When I started drawing, I got contact from an agency. I did a promotion for Universal Studios and from Paramount Pictures, basically through my drawings. Started working with them, and then funny story, when you get to meet people like that, you know, celebrities, you get to get basically connections and make friendships. Right now, because of my drawings, I got the opportunity for me to work in a sport radio station for Latinos, and it's just been working for me. It's getting me basically a little bit closer to my dream, which is, you know, being a reporter for sports. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, so this is the real goal, huh? For you to be able to be on the radio or on TV covering sports.
100%. And funny story, because 2 years ago, I got the privilege for me to meet Manny Pacquiao when I did a drawing for him. And 2 weeks ago, I actually got the privilege for me to actually interview him. Did an interview for him for the radio station that I work with. And it's just funny how everything happens. You know, I remember one time someone asked me, like, if you would have known in that soccer game that you were going to get hurt, would you still go? And of course I say no. You know, right away you're like, of course not. But now that I see the whole process after my accident and the place that I'm right now in my life, of course, you know, it's everything happens for a reason. And the message that I want to send to everyone who is listening to this is like, you might be struggling right now. You might be having a tough time in life. But the good thing that you always have to be, it's always be grateful, especially for the bad times, because you never know. God is working on you. You know, it's molding you and you have to go through tough times for you to be a better person. So just be patient and be always grateful.
That is definitely true. That is a very wise statement on your part. Now, I know that you, like me, are somebody who really, really loves sports. Talk a little bit about why it is you think that sports is so appealing to so many of us in so many different ways. So many different. What do you love about sports the most?
I mean, especially for soccer, you know, a match maybe lasts 2 hours, but it's 2 hours of just full, you know, excitement.
It's a lot of tension.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think that soccer is probably one of the most suspenseful, tension-filled sports that you can play.
Definitely. And it, you know, you can be, you know, laughing and celebrating, but you can also be, you know, crying because of your team lost. But
there could be no scoring at all, but you're just fascinated by, like, you know, waiting to see it happen, or
exactly.
Are they going to block it, or are they going to make it?
Exactly. And it's just in sport, you know, boxing, you know, baseball, basketball, the way that I feel, it's just few times that you take out of your life, of your personal problems, that I can, you know, actually makes you feel better. For little kids, for example, like if I wasn't in the sports, you know, who knows what I'm going to be, you know. It teaches you discipline, it teaches you consistency, and hard work always pay off. So it's always a lesson, you know, when it comes to sports. So it's always good things about it.
Yeah, so many important lessons to be learned. And certainly this one that, you know, a lot of people who have had their sports dreams dashed by injury.
Exactly.
I mean, it wasn't like you were necessarily trying to be a professional. You're just trying to stay in shape and have a little bit of fun. But what you do with injury, I think, is really important. We see a lot of examples of that, of people who are injured and who take that and turn it around to something positive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and it's just the way that you take it. You know, when I fractured my clavicle, like I said, I wanted to be a cop, and everything just got, you know, my dreams and everything just got destroyed, you know, and I couldn't easily just be at bed and crying and just be, why me, you know? But it just, like I said, it's just the way that you take it and the personality that you have to have in tough times, you know, just accept it, you know, just be thankful and then just move forward. You know, if you fall, just wake up, stand up, clean yourself, and then keep moving forward, because we only live once, you know? So the fact that I got, you know, to combine the sports and art together, just amazing for me.
How about doing some of your art as a mural? Have you ever done murals?
Yes, I actually, last year, you know what, it was actually during this time of the year, I did a mural for the new team of LAFC, Carlos Vela, another Mexican player. And so keep in mind, I did a drawing for Giovanni and Jonathan Dos Santos, who play in LA Galaxy, which
right.
is basically the rival for LAFC. So in my mind, it's like, okay, so I don't support, like, the, you know, the locals team. I just support the Mexican who come in LA. But so I did a mural. I kind of, like, want to do a big welcome for him, and literally it was a huge wall that I did, and it was my first mural. I got to work with one of my friends, Diego. He helped me so much with this journey, and finished the mural in like 2 days. It was crazy. Yeah, we didn't sleep. We probably sleep maybe like 7 hours. It was just crazy. The next day, we actually found out that they vandalized our mural with the colors of LA Galaxy. And the whole mural was destroyed, yeah. And it was just, wow. I mean, at first, I was very disappointed. I was very mad, because I believe rivalry within two teams, it has to stay inside the field. You know, outside, it's just ridiculous, especially when you put so much work on it. But then I realized.
And people take it to extreme lengths, but, you know, with fighting and all that kind of stuff, which is ridiculous. I think it takes away from the whole point of sports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like I said, I have so much good friendships in both of the teams that I just, you know, it just didn't feel fair. But again, we accepted it. It kind of helped us because the mural got viral. And after that, the LAFC contacted us to do a meet and greet with Carlos Vela. So I did another drawing for him, just for him. I got to meet him. And then, you know, it just, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I'm always happy for
it. It really does. I'm kind of curious about the whole process of that. How do you get to do a mural like that? Do you have to like get permission from the city or something like that? Or do you just go in the middle of the night and do it like taggers?
No. So that's a good question. So for example, like the wall that we use, it was part of a business. So my friend Diego actually was the one, it was kind of like a little alley, and he works for a company that actually do art graffiti, not like just tagging, but actually art. Mm-hmm. And he gave us basically the wall for us, this special project. So when it comes to that, you always have to get permission from the, you know, the place that you're going to be at. But if you want to do it somewhere else, you can do it, but you still have to get permission from the city. But yeah, it just the process, you know, it's very different from doing on paper. As a matter of fact, it's actually faster to do on a wall because it's a big piece. You can just, you know, start, you know, painting and stuff. But since it was our first mural, there were so many things that it just, you know, we weren't expecting. But at the end of the day, like, you know, the whole process, it was just amazing.
So do you do it first, like on
paper,
a small version on paper?
Yeah.
And then how do you adapt it? How do you make that adjustment to, how do you know where to start and how big it's going to be? I've never seen anybody actually do one.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's YouTube videos that show, you know, show them being done.
There's different process. You can measure the wall and then kind of like do little squares, and then you can do squares on the actual drawings.
So there's math involved.
Oh yeah, 100%. No. It was crazy. Sometimes you can also do a projector, and then the projector will kind of like give you the idea. For us,
right,
we actually did both of them. Yeah, the projector didn't work on us because the light wasn't so strong that we couldn't see it. So we basically, Diego and my, it was most of the Diego, freehand, you know, just big scale and then take it off from there. So, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Now, when somebody vandalizes your painting, what do you do about that?
Nothing.
How do you fix it?
We actually thought about fixing it. But during that time, it was just so many rivalry. There were so many murals that were already destroyed. Our mural was in the first one. So we just thought about it. Like, okay, so if we do it again, it's going to be another 2 days, another money that we have to invest, and they're going to still do the same. The fact that they just vandalized, it kind of like gives a little special touch to the mural and the rivalry, you know, about soccer. So we just basically leave it as it is. At this point right now, the mural, it's gone. They already painted and everything. But, yeah, we just didn't do anything. We don't want to, yeah.
But one of the cool things about painting a mural, you know, take a picture of it.
You will always, 100%.
You will always have it, right?
It does. Matter of fact, yeah, we actually did a time lapse and pictures and everything. So it's basically going to stay for us, you know, for the rest of our lives.
So what did your family and friends think about you as the artist who's just getting a chance to meet all of these heroes?
Man, well, at first, it's hard to say it, but you know, my family always been very supportive, but not at first.
Yeah, I'm interested in who encouraged you and who discouraged you, and how that turned out.
So, you know, it's always amazing to hear people that you don't know. It's like, oh my God, you're amazing. Your drawings are so good. But when you don't hear, you know, from your family, it's just kind of like disappointed, you know. Especially like my mom has always been supportive. My dad at first, he was like, you're not gonna make a living out of it. It just, you know, you're just wasting your time.
Well, this is what parents think about, you know.
Exactly.
They want you to be able to at some point to move out of their house.
Correct. Yeah. They want
the best for you. Yeah.
And it just at that time, you don't realize that you're gonna go far and you're gonna get to meet all these people, you know. But at first, he would just, you know, not believe it in me. He would just see the drawings and be like, yeah, it's good, but, you know, what are you going to do about it? So when I do a drawing, like the first drawings that I did, I did it not kind of like, you know, with the mentality of meeting the guy, but to actually make my dad proud. And sooner or later, when I started meeting all these people and he saw the effort that I would put and all my accomplishments, now he's my biggest fan. Like, he oh my God, he has a personal Instagram. He puts me every single time. So I'm like, I'm very grateful. But when it comes to my friends, it just, you know, I get to, you know, sometimes bring them with me and just take a picture with the, you know, the celebrities. But again, it's just a normal human being and just tend to be famous. But there's nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. They're just amazing people.
Yeah, but what you do is very, very special. I mean, if you come to somebody and you've done a beautiful drawing like that of them, I don't see how they can't be excited about it. Talk about some of your favorite reactions from some of the... About how many people would you say that you've met so far?
Wow, a lot. Probably over 20 people, maybe a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah. And
not all of them are athletes, are they?
No. I got to meet Salma Hayek.
I love her
definitely. Eugenio Derbez, which is, you know, he's making a big in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel Iglesias, fluffy guy. But yeah, it's like the reason why I basically started doing it's just every idol or every person that have a huge impact in my life, I wanted to kind of like give him a drawing to say thank you, you know. The first and biggest main accomplishment for me, it's meet Chicharito. For me as a Mexican, you know, soccer player, he's kind of like the biggest, Mexican star at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to meet him, it was just a dream come true. As a matter of fact, there's a funny story. When I got to meet him, I got my first asthma attack of, you know, of excitement. Yeah, it was crazy. But
So you had never had an asthma attack before that?
once I got to meet him, I just got too excited. And then
he took your breath away.
He literally took me.
Literally.
But the fact that I got to meet him is like, he's one of probably my best favorite soccer players. But the story behind, you know, who the, you know, Chicharito, Javier Hernandez is what actually, you
tell
know,
us
motivated.
That story.
So, same thing as him, you know, people didn't believe in him. He was basically very close to actually, he was probably like 17, 18. He just almost about to quit, you know, soccer. Like, soccer is not for me. I'm just, no one gives me the opportunity for me to be, you know, the person I want to be. So, he promised his grandma that he was going to be, one day he was going to be in the Mexican national team. And then ever since then, he got the first game with Chivas, which is one of the biggest teams in Mexico. After that, Manchester United, one of the biggest teams in England, they gave him the opportunity to jump and play in Europe, and he destroyed it. Like, he was just amazing. Then he played with Real Madrid, basically in
with some of the biggest teams.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the fact that he just believed in himself, and there was an interview that he, you know, personally got me. It's like, whatever, whoever doesn't believe in you, you don't need them. You only need one person to believe in yourself, and that person, you see them every single day in the mirror. As long as you believe and as long as you know where you want to be and the potential that you have, keep fighting, because sooner or later someone's going to open the door, and when that opportunity comes, take advantage of it. And I take that interview as a personal, and I've been doing it ever since.
Hey, that is some beautiful advice, and some that really, really makes a lot of sense.
100%. And now he's my friend. It's the crazy part. I did another drawing. I got to meet him, and then now we, you know.
Now you stay in touch.
Exactly. So it's amazing.
That is a beautiful thing. Who knows? You may end up getting commissioned to do some of these paintings like this, because I'm telling you, your work is just so incredible.
Thank you so much.
It is outstanding. And you'll continue to do this, right, regardless to whatever else happens
with your
life and your career.
Right now, you know, got the privilege for me to meet Iniesta, which is basically one of the biggest Barcelona players of all time. Right now, he's actually going to have a friendly game against LAFC with his new team. And now I'm implementing my drawings to basically get the interview with the athlete. So I did a drawing for him, got to interview him, and then
that's going to help your career as a broadcaster.
Exactly. So I'm just taking every opportunity that I have and, you know, make it all of it.
Who are your sports broadcasting heroes?
Wow.
Who do you like? Who do you see yourself being like, or who do you just like what they do?
You know, I actually got the privilege to work with one of my two idols. He used to be a goalkeeper for Chivas and for the Mexican national team. His name is Martin Pupo Zuniga, and I work with him. He's one of like the most, man, hardworking person that I ever known. And then another guy who is Ricardo Celis, which is also my partner. Another person that I very admire is Rodolfo Landeros. He currently works for Fox Sports, and that's someone that I always look up to. You know, his work is amazing, so I want to be just like them.
Well, I expect that we're going to be seeing you soon on TV.
Definitely.
Hearing you on the radio, interviewing all of these great people who you're getting a chance to meet, because God gave you an amazing gift.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
He let you get hurt so that you could learn, you know, what to do with that, and that art therapy is so important. When do you start working with the young kids?
We're planning to do it by June. That's my deadline. Hopefully, maybe sooner. But there's a lot of permits and everything that we have to do with the hospital as well. So it's a little process. But at least we already started it. So just as long as we have green light and everything and permission from the parents, of course, then we'll basically start doing that.
All right. I think you need to go ahead and draw LeBron James.
Oh, definitely. Because, that's actually in the list.
And just promise me that when you go to meet him, I want to go with you.
Yes, 100%. We'll definitely do something together. Definitely. It's going to happen.
Hey, Laker championship's coming back. I kind of think so. You believing in these Lakers?
Oh, 100%. I mean, with LeBron, it's almost impossible. So, yeah, they're not having the start that we wanted it, but they're getting better and better. So hopefully
we get
that championship.
We didn't expect anything to be happening right away like that, but it's just good to have hope.
Yes, 100%.
You know, and look how great the Dodgers have been doing, even though they can't seem to get over the hump, but maybe next time.
They keep playing with the friends, huh?
Keep playing with the friends. Jesus. And soccer. I love, what's happening with soccer here in Southern California now.
Yeah.
I mean, that stadium downtown is, I love it.
Beautiful, right? Beautiful.
It is really amazing. Amazing.
It's LA is definitely taking and sending a message to,
joining the rest of the world finally.
It's true. And the Rams, which they're playing the Super Bowl next Sunday. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. There's some really good sports day times right now for Southern California.
I agree.
You got a lot of people you got to be drawing, Gio.
Oh, definitely. Just not enough time.
Where can people follow you on social media?
In Instagram, it will be Designed by Gio. Designed with the ED at the end, and Gio with the JIO. But yeah, in case you ever want personal commissions or things like that, I'm always free. Right now, I'm currently working on a project for Cain Velasquez, the UFC fighter. So hopefully we get to meet him as well.
Well, I tell you what, you really needed to go online and check out Designed by Gio, J-I-O, just because you need to see his amazing work.
Thank you
so much. It is absolutely incredible. And we're talking on the radio, but I got to say, this is something for your eyes. You must see.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And I expect to see you again. A new friend.
Definitely. A good friend. And thank you so much again for having me. Thank you so much.
This Lady Loves Sports. And she also loves Gio.
Yeah.